This is Godliness with Contentment, episode 74. My name is Keno Hanna, and this is the podcast for Christians eager to understand what the Bible has to say about money. Every week, we look at money from the Bible's perspective so that Christians and people of faith can reach their financial goals God's way. Today, we talk about something called earned wage access. So, full disclosure, I just came across this topic or idea this week. And we currently don't have this service in the Bahamas from what I can see, but it looks like it's becoming pretty hot in the States. But what exactly is earned wage access, or EWA? Not sure if you've heard of it before. Like I said, I just did. But it is a financial service that allows workers to access their earned wages before their payday. Initially, it sounded like payday lending, but it isn't. Somewhere deep inside jpmorgan.com, it says that EWA, that's earned wage access, is now being adopted by workers across multiple regions and segments that are seeking an alternative to payday lending, with use cases emerging across various industries, including fast-moving consumer goods, hospitality, logistics, construction, and transport. That's quite a bit. And then a quote, also from jpmorgan.com, by a gentleman by the name of Yusuf Mohammed. He says, earned wage access is a win-win for employees and employers. For employers, it offers a competitive benefit to help retain employees amid a tight labor market, while employees receive access to a flexible and sustainable tool to managing their finances. So this is clearly not a play thing if JP Morgan is aware of it, or Yusuf Mohammed is aware of it. But how exactly does it work? Well, nerdwallet.com explains it this way. So you download the app and link your bank account. And what you have to do is download the app that partners with your employer. The app will require you to link a bank account or debit card where it can deposit the money. The service is usually tied to your employer's payroll system. So pretty much the app must be tied to your company's current payroll provider. And of course, your company must agree to it. And it would show how much of your paycheck you've earned at the end of each payday. So once you see that, you can request part of your paycheck. Now, these apps will typically limit the amount you can request each day or pay period. For example, half of your earned wages is a common limit. Your employer may set its own restrictions as well. Then you need to agree to the terms and, you know, including potential fees. When you request in advance, the app will tell you how much you can receive and when you receive it, but also whatever transfer fees. If you agree, the funds are usually deposited into your account within a business day or two. And there are fees that may be subtracted from the advance before you get it. And then, kind of the last step, so let's say you've gotten the advance already. At the end of the day, you get the rest of your paycheck on payday. So on your next payday, any amount you received in advance will be deducted from your paycheck. So that's pretty much how it works. So your employer must agree, and the payroll provider for your company must kind of link, the app must be tied to them. Your employer agrees to it. And they probably have some stipulations in place, like you can only get half of the earned wages for each day that you're trying to get. And then at the end of the day, when it's paycheck time, it's going to be less because you already got some, right? And there are some fees associated with this. So what are the pros and cons? Also from NerdWallet. Pros, fast access to cash. So you can usually access part of your paycheck within like I say, a day or two after you request it. And in some cases, it could happen the same day, but you probably have to pay more in fees for that. Another pro, low or no fees. So low, if it's, you know, like 2 days later, no fees if perhaps it's 3 days later, but, you know, if you can wait 3 days, maybe you could wait till payday, who knows? But if you choose an instant transfer, then, of course, the fees are more. There are also no credit or income requirements, okay? So while other borrowing options like credit cards and personal loans require a credit check and application, the earned wage access services don't check your credit. So what about cons? Well, you have a smaller paycheck at the end of the day. So taking earnings earlier means a smaller paycheck on payday. If you have bills set to auto pay or loans set to auto pay, your paycheck could come up short because you've already gotten some of it. Another con, you've just developed a new habit perhaps. Now, EWA is a helpful option in an emergency, but consumer advocates say that regularly taking money from your paycheck before payday could become an unsustainable habit. So, but what do you think? Now, before you think too deep, my question is this. Why do you need this service? Now, I'm not trying to shame anyone. Sometimes we are in situations where we need money right away, and our friends or family may not, they may be in the same situation where they can't give it to us. We don't want to get into a loan, and we've worked already, so we have like a day or two, and you know, maybe we need $50, $100, and this kind of thing may help with that. But why do we need this service? I believe it is because the majority of us are living paycheck to paycheck. A 2023 survey conducted by payroll.org, forgive me, highlighted that 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 78%. A 6% increase from the previous year. In other words, more than 3/4 of Americans struggle to save or invest after paying for their monthly expenses. Similarly, a 2023 Forbes Advisor survey revealed that nearly 70% of respondents either identified as living paycheck to paycheck, about 40%, or even more concerning, reported that their income doesn't even cover their standard expenses. Which means that each week or each month, they're short. Right? The belt doesn't tie, or the buckle, it doesn't meet. So how do we dig out of this hole? I mean, earned wage access is not how we're going to dig out of this hole. There are normally two ways to dig out of this hole, right? You want to earn more, which means, so it's the first one, earn more, meaning get a better job, right? So look, improve your skills, get a better job, or perhaps an additional job. So keep working where you're working, but then you get a, what they call a side hustle, right? So that you can earn more. You can help to get out of this hole faster. One of the big reasons why many people are in this hole, and it isn't just the expenses or bills, but I believe that it's debt. Because there's credit card debt and there's the car loan, and we owe Sue and Peter, and we have to pay that each week or each month. We need to earn more, and then we actually need to get out of debt too. And then, so we need to earn more, but then I think as well we need to spend less. So find ways, and I know some people are like, this is so difficult. Find ways to spend less so that you keep more of your paycheck and you can actually now save that One, you can put it towards the debt to reduce that. Or two, you can save it towards an emergency fund so that you wouldn't need EWA anymore. Now, what will it take to dig out of this hole? Well, I said there's only two ways. But first, we need to think. For example, what do I have that I can use to produce more income? Right? What are my skills, my talents? How can I sharpen them? You know, how can I improve so that I can get a better job and or promoted even on the same, you know, at the same employer? But also maybe there's stuff that I have that I don't need that I can sell, right? And then there's time. What am I doing with my time? I can use my time to improve my skills or talents. I can use my time to find a side hustle, another job, right? Of course, be reasonable with that. Don't kill yourself. But I can also use my time to think, what are my skills, right? And perhaps I can start my own business. But we need time to even think. What will it take as well? I think having a mindset that you're willing to work. You're not going to be lazy. You're not going to sleep, you know, 10, 12 hours a day. In fact, Proverbs 20 and 13 says, do not love sleep or you will grow poor. Stay awake and you will have food to spare. Now, this is something that I tell my children, right? Don't love sleep, right? Get up, do something, learn something, right? If you sleep too much, you're going to be poor. The Bible says that. And then, what will it take? I think Proverbs 6:6-8 tells us something there. It tells us to go to the ant. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. We need to learn from the Bible, right? And this is a great example here. Don't sleep too much and be a hard worker, right? And store up. Don't spend all, but store up so that in harvest time you have, right? So when there's an emergency, you have. Why? Because when there wasn't an emergency, you were storing up. And I know you can't store up because there's no margin. You have to create that margin. Earn more or spend less. What we shouldn't do is go deeper and deeper into any hole. But we must come up with a plan. And guys, don't go for the earned wage access unless you've thought about it first, right? Maybe one time you need to do that because there's an emergency and that's the only place to get it from. But you don't want this to be a habit, right? You want to be in a situation such that if there is an emergency, you have monies saved up somewhere that you can get and you can put down, you can resolve the issue, you can do whatever you need to do. But that's where we need to be. We have an umbrella in case of the rain. We have an emergency fund. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you join me for my next episode along with your friends and family. Please tell them how you found the podcast and how it's helped you. And even if it hasn't helped you, maybe it could help them. This is Keno Hanna signing off saying, check you later.